Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
This is the most critical time of the year that we're coming in now. And it's only a matter of 2 weeks and we are on the Good Friday. For us as Christians, the biggest church service of the year. Lord, we understand, or we hope to understand, we try to understand, sometimes unsuccessfully, what the word covenant and the blood of Jesus really means. Take us there. Begin to take us there. Take us all the way there on Good Friday. And services as we build up to it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen. On the weekend of the Passover, there is a special concert, music concert, Gospel Greats. That's Sunday night. Band's getting ready, and we're getting ready. So this Passover weekend's going to be quite a time with God. I'm talking about the power of the blood of Jesus today. And I want you, as I always say, put out all your catchers, switch on radar, maximum volume. Because there are things here that you know, and there are certainly things that you do not know. And it's just an amazing thing. Genesis chapter number 2, verse 7. God had spoken. Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man according to our image, according to our likeness. Genesis 2:7, and it reads, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. That loaded sentence goes very, very deep. So I would like to read it, the last part particularly, read the Hebrew and then explain. What is here is profound because some things might surprise you. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And what did he do? Yipach ape nishmat chayim adam chaya nefesh. Okay, what on the planet is that? Yipach means God's breath projected to a specific spot, namely the nostrils of Adam. And then he breathed, yipach, a turbulence of air. Now we're made in the image and likeness of God. And God is spirit, and he would now blow in the nostrils of man. Nishmat chayim, which means the breath of life. So we are now on the track of the breath of life. The result of that in the nostrils of man is that this sinless creature, precisely in the image and likeness of God, Adam, became a living being. Adam, chaya nefesh, became nefesh. The word nefesh is the word translated generally as soul. S-O-U-L. Man became a living being. Now, we will focus in. Everybody says soul. Right. So we see Adam, Chaya, Nefesh. Nefesh is soul. Again, I go with you. And we're going to go to Genesis 9. I'll talk about the verse in a moment. Man became a living being, which is really a living soul. Translated living being, but the Hebrew Bible is clear. Living soul. So, the word soul becomes hyper important. Where does the breath of God go? In his nostrils, into his lungs, into his blood, and plugs in, to use that expression, kind of a cliche type of thing. Plug in to the blood of Adam, which, with his heart now full of life, disperses that blood to every single perfectly made, created cell. No cell can live in the human body without blood. So, the path that the nefesh of God, the soul of God, follows as the Holy Spirit drives it into Adam's lungs, into his blood, so that he would become a living soul. The path, the end of that path is the blood of the man called Adam. The life of the flesh is in the blood. This is not just any kind of average man around on the street breath. This is God's breath that makes a turbulence with pressure and is then imparted into Adam's blood. The leb, or the heart, is the center of distribution of that blood. And as that blood very rapidly spreads to every cell in the sinless Adam, he lights up with glory. Glory. We talk about the Shekinah glory. The word Shekinah in Hebrew means the place where God dwells, where his spirit dwells, where his presence is. So the word glory is an important word to understand immediately. The man and his wife, Adam and Eve, did not know that it was not that they were naked, for they were covered in the glory of God. Now, every ancient manuscript tells you that. All the resources will tell you that. The word glory is an amazing word. I've had amazing misinterpretations of glory, because people say light, people say radiance, but what is glory originally? Question. For that purpose, you have to go back into the ancient times of ancient times, before Latin, before Greek, before any language, to the mother of all the tongues of all the nations of the world, Hebrew. ancient Hebrew. It's a word called kavod. So if you say kavod and you take that into the ancient pictorial pictographs, which is little pictures, every letter was a picture. They wrote with pictures. And if you now take those pictures and you say they were covered with the glory, because now this light, life, quickly found its way right out their systems, and they lit up in the glory of God, the kavod, the Shekinah glory. Kavod means, watch me now, whatever you think of glory, watch me now. It means an open hand. Ka'a, Aleph. Aleph is the first in the Hebrew alphabet, and that letter breaks up into all the letters that makes up the name of the Almighty, Yod-Khe, Vav-Khe, the name that is not to be pronounced by man, prohibited to man. So, an open hand of the Most High with a nail. Knocking on your door. That's what it means. God's glory wants to enter your life. It was a prophecy. Way back that I heard, lo, I stand at the door and I knock. Never would I know that kavod is the raised hand of the Almighty, the nail-scarred hand that's opened and now knocks on the door of my heart. Man became a living soul. We talk so very much about soul winning. Now don't we? Now don't we? We want to be soul winners. Now don't we? As Christians, you want to win a soul for Jesus. Isn't that so? Now, Genesis 9, verse 4. But you shall not eat the flesh with its life. That is its blood. The word blood is dumb, but the word life. You shall not eat the flesh with its soul. You don't eat soul, the soul of the flesh. For the soul of the flesh is in its blood. Who says? The Creator says. Who made us? He made us. He gave us a workshop manual, so to speak, this book. And he says, don't eat blood. Abstain. Leviticus 17, verse 11. For the life, the nefesh, the soul of the flesh is in the blood. And I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. The soul of the flesh is in the blood. I've given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17:14. It is the life of all flesh. It is the nephesh, the soul of all flesh. Its blood sustains its soul, its nephesh. Therefore, I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat the blood of any flesh, for the soul of the flesh is in its blood. You cannot separate the soul from blood, and if you had to take every bit of blood out of your system, you'll die. You'll be dead. Because your life depends on blood in your veins. The contamination and the pollution of the devil caused man to come to a fall. And when the glory of the Lord was resting on Adam and Eve, already the hand was up, the nail scarred hand. Again, I want to go to Leviticus 17, just 10 also. Whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood, and I will cut him off, for the life, the soul of the flesh is in the blood. Continue. Deuteronomy 12:23. Only be sure that you do not eat blood, for the blood is the soul, the nefesh, the life. At this point in time, you may not eat the life with the flesh. You may not eat the soul with the flesh. It's like it is. If you were Jewish, that's exactly what you would read. You may not eat the soul of flesh, because there's a life connected to that soul. That soul is the life, and that blood is connected with that life. So we cross over to the New Testament, and we see the instructions of the apostles. Acts 15:20. It says these words concerning the Gentiles, says the apostles, that they write them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from porneo, sexual perversion, in every possible thinkable form as it presents itself. The word porneo is wide. The Greek is here, as it's applied, is porneias, but the root word is porneia. From things strangled, you may not eat things strangled. Why? Because the blood is still in the thing that was strangled. And you are to abstain from blood. Now, it makes perfect sense why. For the soul of the flesh is connected to the blood. Acts 15:29, that you abstain from things offered to idols, and from blood, from things strangled, from porneia. Pornos graphos is graphics of perversion. That you keep yourselves from these. For those that practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If you abstain from these things, you will do well. We have to look at the word soul or nefesh, because it becomes a central concept. Man is a spirit, he lives in a body, he possesses a soul. That soul is inseparable from his spirit. And that soul is inseparable from him. If the soul departs, the person dies. If the soul departs, the person dies. Maybe I should just see if I... There's a place, I haven't got that verse now, where Rachel dies, and as she breathes out her nefesh, a child is born. Benoni, Benjamin. As she breathes out her soul. Going along to what is soul? The soul, I got dictionaries here, pages of it. And we know we speak about Seelkunde, psychology. Spend some years with that. It's all about the soul, yet never understanding the soul. Never understanding the soul. You need the workshop manual to understand the soul. Soul means life, living being, the essence of a person, the heart essence of you and I, the inner being of man. Says the dictionary here, and there are many things that it says. The essential man. Also the seat of emotions and passions. Watchman, he had a thing called intellect, will, and emotions. It's there. Feelings that crosses the mind. I want to get to something else and just read that also, which is New Testament, and per definition, it is per New Testament definition, it is the seat and the center of the inner human life. In its many varied aspects, known as the soul. The place our feelings and emotions. I think I could say a lot about that. What have we established so far? We have established that your soul is connected to your blood. When you die, your soul separates from, and you breathe out your last, you breathe out your soul. And the soul returns to the maker for judgment, for eternal life or eternal death. That's it. The center of life, the distribution point of life in our bodies is therefore our heart. Hebrew for that is leb. And it's very interesting. My mind just shot there now in the Hebrew. That means leb for the heart is lamed beth, which means it means where the shepherd rules over the house. is what it means in Hebrew. Your heart. Your heart. Your heart is the place where the shepherd rules. I will give them a new heart. I will take the stony heart out of them and give them a heart of flesh. And I will write my commands, my laws on their minds. Very interesting. Maybe I should give you an interesting verse. We're focusing on the power of the blood of Jesus, right? Now, where is the soul of the Messiah connected? Question and answer has been provided. So let's go to Isaiah 53. Passover is closing in fast. I wish the entire church in the nation heard this. In Isaiah 53, which the chapter which talks about the Messiah and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, by stripes you were healed, verse 5, but I want to go to verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord, this is Jesus now, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his nefesh an offering for sin. When you make his nefesh an offering for sin. He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his nefesh, his soul. And by his knowledge my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear the iniquities, their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. He poured out his soul unto death. Missions and evangelism. May I introduce you the greatest missionary of all time, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He poured out his soul so that you can receive his soul and become part of his blood and connected to the life that comes through the blood. Connected to that life is the soul of the Messiah. And now, beloved, 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. I've got to read this, Ezekiel 36:26. It says, I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I'll take away the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and you will do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers. I'll give you a new heart. I'll give you a new leb, where the shepherd rules over the heart of all matters concerning every person. You see? Let us just verpoos vir 'n oomblik. Just take a break. I tell you today, when Adam died, death hit him on the blood level. His soul was, his what? His nefesh. His soul was lost. The world has myriads of people with lost souls. What do? We say, to win a soul is my goal. Let us have a crusade for soul winning. The moment man died and his soul was lost, God had a desire to save him. Hence the kavod, the nail-scarred hand of the Almighty that's opened up for salvation. God has always desired to be in his presence, to have fellowship with him, but our flesh and our blood, with all of its corruptions of a corrupt mindset, defiled with the world system, political systems, financial systems. Corruption is the word Belial, as I've said many times, which means the devil. Belial is the name of the devil. We grow up in perverse and corrupt cultures. Right becomes wrong, wrong becomes right. No one really cares. It's all about the works of the flesh. And the soul goes lost forever. So I just say thank God for his mercy. Die Here weet. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. Our flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. But we shall have everlasting life through the Messiah. When you study these things, you realize there could be no one else but Jesus to be the Messiah. It's impossible. Leviticus 26:11 says, I'll set my tabernacle, my dwelling place, among you. And my soul, God says, my soul. His capital letter, soul, shall not abhor you. I'll come and dwell with you, and my soul shall not abhor you. Jesus, at baptism, Matthew 12:18, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my capital letter, soul is well pleased. Here the Almighty refers to his own soul. Sometimes people die and they give up the nefesh, the soul. It departs from them. Question is, what happens when it departs from them? Because for me, there was quite a meditation upon hell and what hell involves. What's in that package? So God says, he poured out his soul for me. Now, what is his soul? His soul, because he is part of the Trinity, is the soul of the Father, because Jesus is the express image of the Father. Let me say it in the Afrikaans language, because it comes across a little bit better. Hebrews chapter number 1, verse 1 through 3 says, God, at various times, various manners, spake unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, spoken unto us by his Son, whom being the brightness of his glory, the kavod, and the express image of his person. Let's take that Afrikaans language better. Die afdruksel van die wese van die Vader. The express image, die afdruksel van sy wese, pours into the life of a virgin by the name of Mary. Like once it poured into Adam and Eve. That Jesus stood in John chapter 20. And he said, all hail, as the Father have sent me, so I send you, missionaries, to win a soul is my goal. The seriousness of the mission. This is the mission. This is the mission. The seriousness of the vision involves the Messiah dying on the cross and taking the punishment for our peace. When the Messiah was born, his blood was completely, totally. God is the God of absolutes. He's the God of absolutes. He's the God of absolutes. Absolute purity. Therefore, at will, Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration could literally, so to speak, for want of a better expression, switch on, and the glory of the Lord would just come out of him. The kavod would raid it, be so powerful. And the Father would say, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Flabbergasted Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration. The power in that blood is plugged in, if I can use that expression, to try and get you to understand what I'm saying, to the essence of the being of the Almighty. It's one. It's one. I and the Father, said Jesus, am one. Why do you say show us the Father when you've been with me so long? How is it that you say show us the Father? I've been with you. All these days I've been with you. 3 years I walked with you. You say show us the Father. His blood is the blood of the Almighty. And it's his life that would be poured out. And when he died, he was completely innocent. Yet, he bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. He died. Then, of course, we can talk about that. It's a beautiful subject to talk about. Calamity broke out in hell. Because suddenly, the innocent, the righteous one was in their midst. Next time he's not coming on a donkey into Jerusalem, my friend. It's the rider. It's the rider on the white horse, King of kings and Lord of lords. And he wears a garment dipped in blood. And the soul of the flesh is in the blood. So the choice of garment is blood. To send a message in the face of Satan, the Antichrist, and the beast, the false prophet. When he comes on the day of the Armageddon, he comes with a message of the power of his own blood. And the devil very well understands. That's why when we cast demons out and you say to them, say the blood of Jesus, I honor the blood of Jesus. They say, can't say it. When I say, Jesus come into my heart, when I say it, you know, there's a little song that says, when Jesus came into my heart. The moment that happens, it brings to your availability the entirety of what is the mind of Christ. Whatever you need to know, that's why I always say to the students, that's why I say to my grandchildren, I say to them before you do any exams, thou shalt prayeth and prayeth properly and make sure that you are plugged in and you are in synchronous mode with God. You are walking in righteousness, integrity, and truth, in the fear of the Lord, in holiness, in purity. Thou shalt walk, thou shalt pray, then go write an exam because you've got the mind of Christ. And they do, and they score. No problem. No problem. No problem. Because that's where your memory is also actually seated. That's what gives us strong memory. You see, the more I pray, the more I obey, the more I surrender, the clearer the voice of the Lord becomes. Listen, listen. His voice was not in the wind that broke the rocks. His voice was not in the earthquake. His voice was not in the fire. His voice was a still, small voice. Harold, turn left. Harold, go ahead. I'm with you. In these modern day and era days that we are in, we see it over and over that there seems to be a preaching, shouting competition going on television. His voice is not in carnality. His is a still, small voice. Jesus lifted up his voice on the side of the lake of Galilee, and he spoke to 5,000 people. And the Bible says he lifted not his voice. But there was so much power in that voice. It was the life of God radiating to the people. And they could hear it if they were 5,000 deep. Doesn't matter. They all heard it very clearly. Often think about that. Point-to-point communications. Billions of them going on while the Messiah is busy talking. He wears a garment dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. His name is Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that sets, washes me whiter than snow. It reaches to the highest mountain, flows to the lowest valley. Now, wherever I am in this creation that God created, no matter where I am, if I say, Jesus, come into my heart, he's right there. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Even if I landed on the moon right now, I can make a prayer meeting right there. I think it's time that there's somebody that does a prayer meeting on the moon. I close with these words. Now, hear what I'm saying now. Hoor nou wat ek sê. Gaan maar stop. Gaan vanavond weer aan. And tonight I'm going to minister again to people by the Holy Spirit. It'll be another. We've got revival in this place. Now, let me be very clear on this. Not a person in this place, if you did not understandingly, wittingly, with your senses, if you did not say, Lord Jesus, come into my leb, my heart, save my soul. Wash me in your blood. You have no life in you. You have no life in you unless you do that. Write my name in the book of life. You have no life in you except you've done just exactly that. One day I must talk about hell again, because this weekend I was, the scriptures is all in my memory, so I just run through it at speed. I put them together at speed, and then I start thinking, oh dear Jesus, do people even know? I want to cry. The ignorance is terrible. The people are going to eternal damnation. I was looking at that in my mind, praying early this morning, throwing scriptures into that context, and I think, oh my God, you listen to me. I say what Peter said, be saved from this generation. Jesus came to save your soul. What do you have to do? You got to give your soul to him. You got to give your life to him. The life is the nefesh. You got to give your soul in exchange for the soul of the Messiah and the blood of the Messiah and a glorified body and eternal life or eternal damnation. Would you bow your heads, everybody? I tell you, I am highly focused and very serious. And so should you be at this moment in time. I don't want nobody to move around right now. Nobody moves. Nobody suddenly remembers something in the oven. Forget it. Can't blame. I want to say to you today, God is here. We have gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. How serious was he to die on the cross for you? All you have to do is say, I want him in my heart. Come, Lord Jesus. Bo, Yeshua, bo. Come into my heart. I want eternal life. I want the power of your blood over me. It's the power of that blood that released the power of God against the demonic forces inside hell itself and broke Satan's power. And you say, my Lord, the moment I accept Jesus, I understand. I'm not going there, I'm going to you. That's how it is. You say, Pastor Harold, but for me, I'll pray for you. Maybe you've come into this place from somewhere, it's still holiday, I suppose. Maybe you come into this place and you said, Pastor, I've been messing around with my life, my soul. My soul is full of the wrong stuff. I need the mind of Christ. My soul was educated with the culture of this world system. I need my soul renewed by the Word of God. Pastor, I need to make a rededication and commitment to God Almighty. So var, as true as God lives, I want to give myself over to the Lord. I want to be sure my name is written in the book of life. Pastor, just, I'm going to show you my hand and I want you to pray for me. I said, yeah, stick your hand up wherever you are. I'll pray for you quickly. I'll just make a prayer for you. If you say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Just raise your hand quickly. Let me see that hand. You want me to make a prayer for you? Do it right now. Over there, God bless you. Over there, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. More hands are going up now. God bless you, God bless you. I see more hands going up. I see the hands over there. God bless you. I see the hands going up. Still people are here. This is the most, there's one there. God bless you. This is the most, the most important moment of your life if you've never done this. Or if you want to return to the Lord and you've been backsliding, yay vas a backslider gewees. You want to make a comeback to Jesus and you don't want to play games anymore. We're approaching the Good Friday and God says, I have life and life abundantly and blessing for you. You can have peace, for my peace I give unto you. You won't have peace until you've got Jesus in control of your heart. Therefore, raise your hand and I will pray for you. God bless you. I see that hand. Anybody else? Say, Pastor, include me. I see that hand. Seen that one there. Anybody? Yes, I see that hand. Right in the back corner, I see that hand. That's good. That's good. Over there, those hands, I see them. I want the people that raised their hands to just stand up for me a moment. Just stand up for me, Fana. Why yellow colors? Just stand up. You raise your hand, you stand for me. And I want you, Vasjala, this right. Over there I see, over there I see, over there I see. Come go quick, will you feel a bit? Come to me. Just walk. It's for your life. It's for eternal life. Come to me quickly. Come. Stand langs mekaar hier voor. Just come. Stand in the front next to one another. Stand in the front. And I need some counselors, pastors, zone supervisors, whatever is necessary. Okay. Right, here comes old crowd. This is good. Looks like a family. Give the Lord another praise offering here. Amen. 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 That's good. That's very good. Very good. Very good. All these people, raise your hands. Mensa, jylle kan hierdie 'n miljoen keer doen. Jylle kan 'n trillion. You can do it millions of times. It's only good for your soul. Can you say amen? All of you raise your hands right now. Let's pray together. Say this after me. According to the Bible, I now confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe in my heart that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, I am saved. Lord Jesus, I invite you, please come into my heart. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Write my name in the book of life. I repent of every kind of sin, any evil I have done, all the days of my life. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I stand before you as holy, without blemish, irreprovable, crucified with Christ. I live no more. Christ lives in me. Thank you for eternal life. My name is in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I repent of every kind of wickedness and sin in Jesus' name. Amen. Give God a good praise offering. I want you to go with my pastor. I will then feel a hello say. They just go with him quickly. It's going to take 5 minutes. And you go with him. Just follow your heart. This is the biggest moment of your life. Just go. Everything changes. Can you say amen? Now give God another praise offering, everybody. You may all stand together. We are busy preparing for the Easter, shall I rather say the Passover weekend. Easter is not the right word. For the Passover, the Pesha, where God passes over and does not allow the destroyer to strike. And he did that through the blood of Jesus for us, the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the earth. You and I very well know that there is a covenant. Next week, Sunday, in the morning, I speak about the blood covenant and its power for you and what it unleashes for you next Sunday. Tonight, I will again be ministering to a lot of people because a lot of needs. And it'll be a lot of Holy Spirit ministry. And we'll see where God will take us. It's been an extraordinary year. Can you say amen? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you. Be gracious to you. The Lord grant you eternal salvation and peace. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all God's people said, amen. Amen. God bless you.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.